producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we've been talking about a lot. That was kind of like my intro up to this point. And what I want to talk about now is how to recognize the greatest of leaders, and what does real leadership look like? And if America could adapt themselves to understand the Word of God when they follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, then they're not going to have any issues understanding what real leadership does, what real leadership looks like, what real leadership acts like. And again, keep in mind, leaders are not there to lead up consensus. They are there to mold consensus. And when we look at the Christ himself, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, that's exactly what he did, and it's exactly what he's doing today. Martin Luther King Jr. said this, and he actually pinned himself to Martin Luther, the great reformer, back in the 1500s, when he said, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." One of the things that the American people are sick and tired of, and rightly so, is self-professed leaders taking a lead so long as it doesn't offend anybody. And by the way, for those that didn't know, offend means anything contrary to God's moral law. Look it up in the Webster's 1828. So when someone violates God's moral law, it should be an offense to the church at every sense of the word. And we're not here to people please. We don't desire the approbation of men. Remember what it says in Luke 6, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets." Now keep in mind, the false prophets were always well spoken of. It was the real prophets that were always scorned. They were always disdained. They were always talked about. They were always demonized. They were always polarized. You get the point. But now, going back to Texas, friends, because I just got back from Texas this last week. And again, keep in mind, friends, it was really hot there. You mean hot? Hot in Texas? Yeah, hot in Texas. But I also got to say, it was great to be a part of the great battle between good and evil in Texas, for we all know who wins the end of the game. Read James 1, 22 through 25. While I was there, I seen things, and, You know, folks, let me say it this way. I'm trying to gather my thoughts, because I like to shoot things from the heart once I get loaded up, per se. When I look across this country, I see the sacrifice on the behalf of this country. There's nothing within me that wants to turn in the day of battle. Nothing. Do I prefer battle? No. Do I prefer peace? Yes. But I want people to understand that when I look at the sacrifice that's been given, both in the natural and the spiritual, there's nothing within me that says turn. I can tell you exactly what happens in my spirit, man. Stand up and take it to the enemy. And by the way, every time you're threatened by the radical Muslims or some other sort of radical totalitarian group that this presidency is trying to breed and spawn, you should have the fight within you to stand up and deal with it lawfully. Stand up and fight. Read Psalm 78, verse 9. "Well, I've seen these things, there's one thing I do know. My father's not a respecter of persons," Romans 2:11. And this is what I know. what God did for less than 3% of America's population, along with 13 colonies and 56 signers during the Revolutionary War, friends, rest assured he will do it for us if we're willing to respond to the call and to the command. Because God is not a respecter of persons. Folks, there's so many things in Scripture when I see them written, and I understand the mind and heart of God. I go back to the Lord, and I don't debate with Him, but I bring His Word back to remembrance and put it in His lap and say, Lord, You said that You're not a respecter of persons. You said that You're amongst the generation of the righteous. And this is what You did for Abraham. And Lord, this is what You did for Isaac. And Lord, this is what You did for Isaac and Jacob. And Lord, this is what You did for Joshua. And this is what You did for Caleb. This is what You did for Gideon. This is what You did for Samson, Lord God. And You said that You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. So Lord, I just hold up to You my generation who has no knowledge between good and evil. They don't have any distinction or discernment as to what's right and what's wrong anymore until You turn the lights on. They've been put in a dark room, Lord. Can You turn the lights on, and will You give unto me my generation the way that You did to David? Because You said in Psalm 71, 18 through 19, O God, forsake me not until I have showed Thy strength unto Thy generation and Thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, God, is very high, who has done great things. O God, who is like unto Thee? And then I thought about this even in Texas last week, and I lay this to your candor, because it, again, friends, it is the Word of God. Jesus Himself, the Bible says, that had all the books in the world been written, they could not contain the miracles that Jesus did. They couldn't hold them. That's how many miracles He did. And then the Bible tells us in the book of John, greater works will You do than I did, because I go unto my Father. Do you see what I'm doing, friends? I'm putting my feet upon the Word of God, and I'm taking it to the hilt. And then I'm saying, Lord, You said, call unto Me, and I will answer, and I will show You great and mighty things in what You know not. And then you know what comes to my heart right away? The cross. I'll give all these things to You if You're willing to fight for them. And I'm not talking about a battle in the natural. If it comes to that, then we will respond. But I want people to understand that I always take the Word of God back to the Lord and say, Lord, this is what You said. This is what You said. And again, I love that Scripture that You're not a respecter of persons. Okay, so if I want to do what David did, then I got to go to the God that David called upon. And then the Lord says to me, well, if you want to do the things that David did, then you're going to have to do the things that David did. He was a man after my own heart. And look what he did. He was always in battle, setting forth judgment to set light to the nations. Yep, that's what America needs to do. The branch of righteousness through the Davidic order. Amen. You want to see the God of Moses? Then do that which Moses did. You want to see the God of Joshua? Then do the things that Joshua did. And what is it? Folks, they submitted themselves to the Most High God in every jot and every tittle. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. Whoa, wait a second. So all the promises in Christ Jesus are yea and amen. Yes, they are in Christ Jesus. So I say, thank God that we've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us, because we believed unto righteousness, unto holiness, which is a work of the Holy Ghost. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day, and equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know that when we got back from Texas, I had over 200 Facebook requests for friends on my personal account. I don't have the room, but if you'd like to jump over on Bradley Dean on Facebook, that would be great. Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. Or you can go to Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We load those sites up every hour, folks, so you know exactly what's going on here concerning the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, we got 45 minutes left. It is 1-866-582-9933. Right before the break, we were talking about how to recognize the greatest of leaders, Martin Luther King Jr. Piggybacking Martin Luther, the great reformer from the 1500s, said, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and of controversy." You know, y'all know Elmer Davis. He had said some pretty profound things concerning our republic. And again, we're doing live radio, folks. And one of the things that he had said is that our republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. He went on to say right after that, he said, "This will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave." And he was exactly right on the smack, friends, right on the money. Bingo. He hit the nail right on the head, did he not? Now, folks, going back to how to recognize the greatest of leaders. On a national front this past week, we had ample opportunity to see what real leadership looks like and acts like. Because these are the kind of leaders who are not diplomatic. We know that diplomacy is seduction in another guise. Be careful of diplomatic people. Remember, Jesus was betrayed by a kiss. And also keep in mind, the Spirit of Christ told us what real love was and what a real friend does. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends, John 15:13. But going back to Psalm 27, he said, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, kisses of an enemy are deceitful." And there's a whole lot of political, diplomatic people up there trying to be the president of the United States. And I want to tell you why. Because they want the position. In America, we don't want those that want the position. Mariah Woodworth Eder rightly said back in the 1800s, those that want to be in the pulpit, they're called of the devil. Those that don't want to be there are called of God. Exactly right. Remember when William Wallace, Braveheart, which by the way is a real man, you've seen the movie Braveheart? Remember when he said that men follow courage, not titles? See, these diplomatic seducers, they don't know the difference. That's foreign to them. That falls on deaf ears concerning these that want to be in position. And I want to tell you how you identify them is they always tell you what you want to hear, and then they do the exact opposite. Remember this, iron sharpens iron. And if they're willing to tell you the truth, friends, then you know what? You may just have a real leader in front of you. And one of the things that we don't want to see are those that compromise. And again, friends, defining compromisers are when two people get together to sit and agree on what they both know is wrong. That's exactly what we see happening on a daily basis coming from this administration and our representatives, even as those that you would call the good guys. Right? Well, listen, good people don't produce bad fruit. And bad people don't produce good fruit. Forget it not. And I know that in America, it's not hard to identify what a real leader looks like and acts like, Matthew 7:16. And the way to do this is just follow. This is where we can jump on and piggyback the state-controlled media. Because if you want to know what real leadership is identified out to be, just watch the state-controlled media, Isaiah 5:20, because it's right there to help you identify who they are by them attacking real leadership at every step, as I already talked about a little bit ago, Matthew 5:10. In America, we should know that the real task of a leader is to bring the people from where they are and where they have been to where they rightfully ought to be. And I'll tell you where that is. Jeremiah 6:16 tells us to go back to the old paths. And the people said they would not. And what happened to them at length? They were destroyed. Again, folks, the task of a leader is to bring the people from where they are and where they have been to where they rightfully ought to be. And going back to the beginning of this criminal administration, do keep in mind that he was selling the people and lying to the people that he wanted to go back to the founding documents. When in fact, folks, nothing could be further from the truth. What he said and what he sold is not what you got, nor is it what he did. And it's up to you, America, to know the difference, to make out the difference between right and wrong. And the way to do that is always to go back to the lawgiver. Now, let me give you an example here. If there was a coach in America, and this coach kept bringing his team to lose game after game, week after week, and year after year, the way that the corrupt politicians are with America's blood-bought freedoms, what do you suppose the American people would do with that coach? Let me say this again. If there were a coach in America that were to lose game after game, week after week, year after year, the way that corrupt politicians are with America's blood-bought freedoms, what do you suppose the American people would do with that coach? I can tell you exactly what they'd do. They wouldn't tolerate it for very long. They would fire the coach and replace him as soon as possible. And by the way, concerning whatever sport that he is the coach of, rightfully so. You're not in sports to lose, right? Well, how much more concerning the reality of life rather than a game? America, you've been deluded. And of course, that is what the American people are attempting to do today with the establishment politicians and their corruptions. Because again, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired of being lied to, tired of being manipulated, tired of being conned, tired of being coerced, and even being extorted by these corrupt politicians. Now, let me go back to Texas. You know, folks, one of the things that you need to understand is all these little bunny trails that I go down, these prophetic bunny trails, you got to keep in mind, David said that he knew more than the ancients because he kept the testimonies of the Lord. In other words, he was always in the war, and he was always able to come back and teach people about the war only because he was in the war. He wasn't a historian. He was a Christian. And he followed the Christ through straight and narrow, and difficult is the way. He understood what the warfare was like, confirming the souls of the disciples, Acts 11. What? Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. Going over to the book of Timothy, in thought, those that even desire to live a godly life will be persecuted. He knew all of this because he was constantly in the warfare. See, it's surreal to them that don't understand, and those are the historians. They can talk about what they've never experienced. I'm only bringing to the plate, friends, that which I can offer you through experience. And when you go back to Jeremiah in the book of Revelations, the very testimony of Jesus Christ is what? Prophecy. That's what we're bringing you constantly. So I'm going back to Texas right now. One of the things that I did with one of these young men at the youth conference that we had, he's a bigger guy. He's about a head shorter than me. I mean, he was a pretty wide human being. I said, "Do you play football?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Let me ask you something. What would you do if I walked over here and started out my meeting by just looking at you and calling you stupid?" And then I looked at the crowd and I said, "What would you do if I started this meeting now by just calling you stupid?" You know what this young man came back to me with? He said, "I would fight you." I said, "You know what? This is how you're being lied to by the state-controlled media all day, this criminal administration, the corruption in the church. This is how you're being lied to. They're looking at you, literally calling you stupid over and over and over and over and over again, all day long, all week long, all month long, all year long. Folks, people are sick and tired of playing the stooge to corruption. And by the way, that's why people in this country are beginning to stand up, because they're sick and tired of being called stupid by the state-controlled media. Because America doesn't believe the lies that are being thrown on them. The lies that they're inundating us with on a 24/7 basis. But are you sick and tired of it to the point where you're actually standing up and doing something about the wrongs? Because again, friends, as I said, what would you think? I'm asking you. What would you think if I got on the radio day after day and started calling you stupid? I can tell you who's stupid out there, those that are actually listening to the state-controlled media's narrative. And that means dull and insensible. That means you're foolish. And the Bible tells us in Hosea 4:6 that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They're not giving you knowledge, friends. They're inundating you with lies. And they are literally, in their pride, looking at the people that turn them on, that buy their papers, that go to their movies, and they are literally looking at you saying, "Look at that stupid idiot. Giving us his money again. Look at that stupid idiot. Turning on our program so we can lie to him again. Look at that stupid idiot." That's exactly what they're doing. Going to take a quick break. Be right back talking about real leadership.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean, folks. Last shout out, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, again, I do understand how people are responding because we're inundating people with so much information. But I also want you to know that if you would like to interject at any time during the broadcast, you can call in and let 50 affiliates in the United States of America, as well as 53 countries, I hear you weigh in, because again, I want you to understand that this radio show is about you. I'm not doing the things that I'm doing because I'm having a good time. This isn't how you do it. I'm simply responding to the call of God in my life as He commanded, and I'm doing just what He called me to do. And because I want Him to be pleased in all that I do and everything that I do for His glory. I want His fingerprints on everything that I do. So therefore, I'm dedicated to the call in so many different ways. So again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of this, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about real leadership, what it looks like, what it acts like, and folks, what it smells like, because we see a lot of these politicians today, they are stinky individuals, are they not? And politicians, they are. They should be statesmen. Statesmen, stateswomen are those that work for the people. Politician is a name for those that work for special interest, and the American people know it. There is a distinction, so always do understand that when you're hearing the word politician, that's exactly what you're dealing with, a corrupt individual. So we're talking about real leadership. And right before the break, I was talking about how people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Tired of being lied to, manipulated, conned, coerced, and even extorted. So what's needed? What's needed? Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. We're made more than conquerors through Him who loved us. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. That overcomes the world. Overcomes the world. Overcomes the world. Well, overcomers are those that keep their eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith, that we might receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. So how do we do that? Well, we follow the leader. Again, so what's the answer to America's dilemma? Real leaders. The answer to America's dilemma is real leaders. And the way this is being done today is that real leaders, not paper tigers, not them that hide behind a microphone and no more, not them that are concerned about the approbation of men or about their own reputations. We see a whole mess of that. Read Philippians 2:7. Real leaders are beginning to stand up for the unpopular truth against popular error. Let me say that again. Real leaders are, and they always have, stood their ground or are standing up for the unpopular truth against the popular error. And I want people to understand this too, because I know that I have many people that don't like my message on the radio show. I want you to understand that I'm not asking for the devil for permission to obey God, okay? Go ahead and sit down, shut up for a moment, and listen to what I have to say. I'm not asking for you to agree with what I'm doing. Now, God has already warned you concerning what's in front of you, and His message to you is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There's no negotiating there. And keep in mind that God will not in any wise overlook iniquity in any sense of the word, even to the smallest degree. That applies to all of us, friends. And He's the standard. I am not the standard. Although I ask for more grace to keep His commandments better on a daily basis, I ask Him to perfect me for that which concerneth Him. I ask for the power of the Holy Ghost to rest upon me concerning my thoughts, my desires, that they all belong to Him. But I want people to understand that truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It always has and it always will. And I love the saying that the truth is like a lion, just let it loose, it will defend itself. It always does. So I'm not sympathizing with the fact that error may be prevailing throughout the United States of America today. That's just for a moment. That's not forever. The truth is always there. And again, keep in mind, the enemies of God and mankind can suppress the truth all they want, but they're going to spend the rest of their lives doing just that. And they're going to find out at the end of their lives they were wrong. Because truth will always rise again. It always has and it always will. And keep in mind, friends, we don't lose end game here. We win it. And we can win it today if we come together under the commands of God. We don't have to talk about end times. We don't have to talk about there's nothing we can do concerning our country. No, there's everything that we can do. And if we do it, guess what? We can bring judgment to the right people to preserve our country concerning our posterity for the next 236 years. But again, what's the answer to America's dilemma? Real leaders. President Benjamin Harrison said, "The law, the will of majority expressed in orderly constitutional methods, is the only king to which we bow." Okay, so we set that. And we're talking about real leaders. And what is it that real leaders know? Real leaders know that you don't ask the devil for permission to obey the Lord. Luke 10:19. Real leaders know that you don't take counsel from your fears, 2 Timothy 1:7, because we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Real leaders know that you're not called to lead up the consensus, but rather to be a molder of consensus, Matthew 7:14, and read John 6 as well. As a matter of fact, if you go to John 6, you'll see that Jesus spoke to a multitude that were following Him. And He said to them, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of God." And the Bible says that this was a hard saying. It was a hard saying. And then it tells us that many walked with Him no more. And then Jesus looked to His disciple, them 12 stinky fishermen, right? As Voltaire said, to His own demise. But He looked at Peter and He said, "Who do you say that I am?" He said, "You're the Christ." And Jesus looked at him and said, "Will you also go?" And Peter said, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of life." There was no other direction or no other person to go to outside of the Christ, and Peter knew that. And folks, there's a disciple right there. There's a disciple right there. But see, there was many of them that followed Christ. Man, we want some more bread. We love the miracles. Look at this, man. This is like a circus. We want him to be the king. Look at all the things that he can do for us. And then Jesus comes along and says, it's not about us. It's about being used to minister unto the world. Because I've not come unto the world to be ministered unto. I've come into the world to minister to the world. See, folks, we need to get this right. And there again is the cross. Leaders know that where the battle rages, there the loyalty is proved. And that real leaders understand that they're to be steady on all fronts. Read Isaiah 57. 50 verse 7. Real leaders know that to support and to practice right principles, that the end result will never be the wrong results. Read again Isaiah 40 verse 8. See, America needs strong, confident leaders. But where does that confidence come from, friends? There is no other source in which to go to. So let's just stay there. Oh, I'm tired of all this Jesus talk. Yep, you're a part of the problem. Oh, the Word of God, you know, it's been translated so many times. Yep, you're a word of the you're a part of the problem. Folks, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's preserved His Word. And if you'll follow His Word to the smallest jot and tittle, you'll find out that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If the Word of God was good enough for men of God, like David and Moses and Joshua and Samson and Gideon, so on and so forth. Folks, the Word of God is good enough for me. And if He didn't bear witness to the truth of the Word that's been written in the Bible that I have, then I wouldn't follow Him. See, you live a life of lies, some of you do, and you expect God to bear witness to your lie. He's not going to do this. He'll bear witness to the truth. That's why, again, I always say He is who He says He is, but we have to meet Him on His terms. That really is true. And if you really love the Lord, you want to do that. You want to be faithful to your wife if you love your wife. You want to be faithful to your husband if you love your husband, even concerning your thoughts. Well, it's the same thing with the things of Christ, and how much more. But again, America needs strong, confident leaders. Where does confidence come from? Proverbs 14:26 tells us that strong is the confidence of those that fear the Lord. And what is the fear of the Lord? Hating evil, pride, arrogancy in the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate, saith the Lord. And by the fear of the Lord we depart from evil. You know, there's too many people that want to walk on both sides of the aisle. They want one foot in the world and they want one foot in the church. And they think they're going to get the results 100% from God when in fact they're not. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything from the Lord, because he's tossed in to and fro, and he's trying to please both sides of the aisle. Again, we already gave you an analogy. How did that work out for the guy that was wearing the Northern Army shirts and the Southern Army's pants? He got shot from both sides, right? He was taken out. Can't do that. So strong confidence comes from the fear of the Lord. And we also need leaders in America who are righteous and bold as lions. Folks, where does that righteousness come from? Well, the fruits of Jesus Christ are what? All righteousness, goodness, and truth. So again, it comes from your union with Christ. Here, let me say it this way. If you want to rid yourself of sin, then unite yourself with Christ. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Those that have put on the Lord Jesus Christ, they make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. See, and when we do that, the Bible tells us that all things old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Only when we take what Scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 6, where the Lord said to come out from among them, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you. You will be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God. And not until then As a matter of fact, if you go over to James 4:4, he calls those that want to play both sides of the fence adulterers and adulteresses. And he said, friendship with the world is enmity with God. And going over to Amos 3:3, I ask you, double-minded ones, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get zero.
This guy's funny.
We're an integrated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, friends. Been talking about real leadership and what does it look like. And I was just thinking about some of the stuff that Christ would talk about, even when speaking to his brothers in John 7, where he said, his brother said, go out there and show yourself to the world. He said, none other. He even had to rebuke his brothers, and he said, the world doesn't hate you, me it hates, because I testify against the world and the deeds are evil indeed. When you go to Matthew 5:11, it tells us, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. See, people think for some reason, we're talking about real leadership here, that as long as everybody in the state-controlled media and everybody agrees with you in this evil world, then you must be the good guy. When in fact, that's a great way, that's the earmarks of someone that is working against the kingdom of heaven. Read Micah 3 when you get a moment. But going back to real leadership, doesn't anybody think it's a little bizarre? I mean, folks, I don't want to get on a sour note here. I just want to stick to Scripture. Because I was just, again, we're doing live radio, and I go through what's going on nationwide. And I'm going to truthers. Those that are willing to tell you the truth, to report the truth. I'm staying away from the state-run narrative. And it's interesting, again, how the state-run narrative always wants to even set people to sleep. They want to put a false pillow of grace under your head to suggest that everything's okay. Barack Hussein Obama's got the helm, everything's good. When folks, you know what, as it's been said rightly, you know, folks, the people that are doing the stuff today are not the people that you want doing the stuff today, because they're the ones that are destroying your country. And so if you're just leaving it for someone else to take care of, rest assured they are. And again, folks, it's not the people that you want taking care of the issues. They're the ones that are corrupting. But I just looked on my string, and there was just someone talking about how Barack Hussein Obama, brother Obama, was actually was actually successful at destroying America. No, friends, he's not. He's not. If that was the case, then why are you still here, empowered by the freedom to still do the right things? These people don't think things through. They just shoot things out of their mouth. And I'll tell you why they're so apt to give over to defeatism, because they are part of the problem, not a part of the answer. And they want to be justified in what they've left undone rather than what they've done about the problems, righting the wrongs. To their own shame. I mean, I'm not going to stand here someday, folks, and say I didn't do anything about what's going on in our country. That's not America. That's not patriotism. And that's surely, my friends, not Christianity in any sense of the word. Folks, let me bring this to a close. The greatest leaders in this country are always going to be the best followers, the followers of Jesus Christ. That's the greatest leader. John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1. And I want you to know this as well. America needs to know that God is willing to give us what we are willing to fight for. If you're not a part of the answer, then get out of the way. 1 Timothy 6:12. Again, America needs to know that God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for. Also read Romans 1:16. But you have to stand up and fight that you might get the result. And again, John Quincy Adams said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God.
Well, I like what you were saying there at the end, that the true leaders are the
just
greatest.
Just at the end?
Well, I'm
did
saying,
you like what I said in the first hour too?
I like the whole thing. I'm talking about what you just said there about two sentences ago. Well, the greatest leaders are the greatest followers, and they're followers of Christ. And what makes them so great is that they are patterning themselves after the greatest one that ever lived and ever walked on this earth, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And when you take a look at what's going on in the world today, there's a lot to be downtrodden about and a lot to get discouraged about. But you have to know that there are people all around the United States who are willing to fight and who think the same way that you do. We just have to join together and say, you know what, we got to put the line in the sand and say, this shall not pass. We will not stand for this anymore, and shame on the American people that they have not done so already. It's time for us to take a stand, take this nation back, and restore back to our foundations. And people say, you know, change, we want to change America. We don't need to change anything. We just need to go back
we need reformation.
To what we had.
That's right.
Go back to the Constitution, go back to the Ten Commandments, go back to the Bible, go back to morality found in God's word.
Yeah, we don't need more
love.
Laws. We need good men to actually enforce the laws that which we have in place.
That's exactly right. And as you mentioned when we were on the road here in Texas, and you mention this quite often, is if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then you need to get back to God's 10. And that's so important to do.
Stephanie, I want to interject a thought, and then I want to ask you as to what you witnessed again here in Texas. I want to add this to what you were saying. Samuel Adams, governor of Virginia, intellectual giant, folks, godly men from A to Z. All of our founders were in so many ways. But when you go back to Samuel Adams, who was one of the Sons of Liberty, he said it does not take a majority to prevail, but an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Do you see that happening as to the places when we leave a certain setting? Is that what takes place when we leave those settings after we get done speaking to people? Because we can go back to Texas, which was just last week, and we're already getting feedback like we always do. But can you kind of identify what you get to see when we're out there doing the stuff concerning these events across the country?
Well, I would definitely say that the Lord is definitely using the spark to ignite a flame. And even just personal testimony of one woman who helped us to come to Texas, in her own personal life, she was saying, you know, I've been telling my husband this for 7 years. And after he had heard you preach and you bring forth the truth, he goes, it was just the way that Bradley put it all together just made sense to him. And so now what is he doing? He's going forward. He's shutting off the TV and he's opening up his Bible. He is going forward. There was a lady there who totally divined. First time that she ever showed up at the church was the day that Bradley was preaching. And she had showed up at two other events after that. So she came to literally three events while she was in Texas because she was so ministered to the first time. She came back, brought her mom, came back again, brought her mom again, wearing T-shirts this time, and her son and so on. And she said, you know what, I need you to come to Abilene, you know, for me, you know. And it was interesting, too, because a little encouragement for you. We were originally supposed to speak at a prison, and unexpectedly, the chaplain had to leave, and he wasn't able to be there, so we couldn't do the event. Then we kind of got moved over to a jail. We were supposed to be in a jail. Everything was fine. Background checks were good. And then what happened was they had all these unexpected resignations at the jail. So they didn't have enough security there to be able to do the meeting. So then we got moved around. Our third destination was to this Discovery Bible Church, and we ended up being there that Sunday morning, and it was just awesome. And the response was great, and that was exactly where we were supposed to be to minister to that lady right there. There was another girl at the youth event. She said, you know, I was just praying to the Lord to strengthen my faith. And she said, I needed you to come. I needed to hear this. And there was one girl during the presentation who was just sobbing when Bradley was showing pictures of abortion and of aborted babies, yeah. Murdered babies.
Deeply.
Deeply sobbing. And you know that her heart was extremely touched. And just think if everybody had a response that way. Usually sometimes people, they'll open up our book about abortion and they'll say, ugh, and I don't want to see that, and they'll close it up. She took it to heart, and there's so many people that had such good feedback. Even the pastor of the youth group, the church where the youth group go, he said, I heard a lot of good feedback from that night. And it's funny, I was talking to the lady, and she said, you know, you kind of always worry whenever someone, you entrust someone to speak to your youth, because there's parents that she knows and so on. And just the response was great, and how the kids were talking and so on.
Well, I had one student walk up to me. She's 17 years old, 18 years old. And she had told me that the night before she was actually asking the Lord, you know, going back and debating with the Lord is really what it comes down to. You know, what is she supposed to do, because she's losing her faith?
Yep,
she was slipping away. And she just reached across the aisle and she gave me a big whopping hug. And before I even, you know, got home into Minnesota, I seen that she already tagged me on the Twitter, and she's already friends following. And it's not following me, folks. It's the Spirit of Christ within us. And the Bible tells us that we're to find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. And we hear that everywhere we go. And because there's a difference between just listening to us on radio, but actually seeing us
in
action,
yeah,
and actually rocking and knocking down the gates of hell. Because, folks, we're out there encouraging people that it can be done, but we have to get back to God's plan and His commands. That's the only way that we can do this.
That's right.
And we always see the result without fail.
And the fruit of the support of everyone who supports the ministry, everyone who prays for us, everyone who backs up with action what they say they believe. And we sincerely cannot do what we do without the support of sons and daughters of liberty, faithful people out there who say, listen, we see the need. We see how important this message is. We want to get this message across the nation. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and support us. We need the support. Click on the button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. And for our new listeners, what that means is you support the ministry on a monthly basis, what you can. There's different levels of membership. Each membership comes with a beautiful certificate that you'll receive and other different things that go along with every package. But most importantly, you can feel good about what you're supporting and knowing that we are not just preaching this message over the airwaves 6 days a week. We are also going to the highways and hedges and seeking and saving that which is lost.
Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you by what we do. If you'd like to book us, 1-866-233-0747. Love you by what we do. See ya!
Back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work.
helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.